So in these cages we've got males and females in here, and these males and females are in here to have sex.
This is a good room to be in.
It's a great room to be in. This is the exciting room for the flies.
But that's where the good times end for these Queensland fruit flies, which are part of an ambitious project to rid southeastern Australia of one of its most damaging pests. We're standing in the National Sterile Insect Facility in Port Augusta, which is said to produce more than 50 million sterile male flies per week. Program Director Dan Ryan says the egg collection room is where the whole process begins.
What we've got is a surface that the females can ovipositate into. So ovipositate is the technical term for lay eggs into. And so they will lay eggs through a screen, and the eggs will sit on the outside of the cage. We can then flush water over that and wash those eggs down. And that's the eggs that start the cycle of life in the factory. So the process goes that we have adults lay eggs, then we collect those eggs, we put them on a larval tray. If that's got a media in it where the eggs can hatch into larvae, and then the larvae mature, and then they eventually pop off that into water. We collect them in the water again, and then we go to a pupal stage. So we go to a pupal rearing room, and then we raise the pupae, and they mature inside the pupae, which is just a little shell. And then once they're at a certain level of maturity, we take them off and we cover them with dye, so they know they come from the factory.
And once marked, these flies meet their fate in the x-ray machine, where they're sterilised.
So we all think of x-rays with broken arms, but these flies are getting x-rays to become sterile. We're throwing our flies in a chamber, subjecting them to x-rays, and then those x-rays, a very low dose of x-ray, because as you can imagine, it doesn't take much to make a fly sterile. So very low dose of x-ray, and we have 100% sterile flies.
It all goes downhill from the mating room for them, really, doesn't it?
This is the wrong room to be in. The flies want to be in the first room. This is the room they don't want to be in.
And once sterile, they will be eventually released into those sites once identified.
That's right, and that's where the nasty bit happens, where these sterile flies go out and trick the wild females. So they think they've had sex and they're producing babies, but no babies, and the population crashes. So it's a horrible trick on the wild female flies, but it's all a part of protecting horticulture in Australia.
The Queensland fruit fly destroys an estimated $300 million of fruit and vegetable crops every year. Mr. Ryan says the facility will not only ensure South Australia remains fruit fly free, but will also help to reduce populations across the country.
So there's three main aims for the use of these flies. One is the protection of areas that don't have the fly now. So a good example is South Australia. South Australia markets horticulture overseas based on freedom from Queensland fruit fly. That's worth a lot of money to industry. If they lost that market access, it would really impact the value of their businesses. So this is all about protecting those businesses. Another use is for areas where you have large isolated farms. So a good example of that might be Hilston, New South Wales, where you've got a collection of large citrus farms and a cherry farm. They're all isolated, they're all large, and it's a great place to push that pressure down and perhaps establish longer term another pest-free area. And again, that creates market access and adds value to Australian horticulture. And then the third use is helping farmers in endemic areas manage with the flies. So one of the problems that growers have is that they can manage the fly on their farm, but they're always getting re-invasion from off the farm.
Biosecurity Executive Director Will Zakharin says the facility in Port Augusta is putting South Australia on the world map in sterile insect technology. He says the SIT program is a game changer for management of the Queensland fruit fly.
It's the first purpose-built fruit fly facility in Australia. We have a number of others in Perth that are dealing with Mediterranean fruit fly, which they have endemic in Perth, and there's been a small factory in New South Wales for a number of years, but this one was purpose-built to make sure that we could significantly ramp up the number of flies that we could get out of the factory so that we can provide flies right across southeastern Australia for those areas that need it. So, you know, this is a game changer. This is moving from a solution in a can and just trying to use chemicals to control a problem to using new innovative technology in terms of sterile insects. It's good for the environment. You don't get resistance. It's not going to impact on human health. All those sorts of things.
Mr. Zakharin says he's confident that one day major horticultural regions across southern New South Wales and Victoria can be fruit fly free.
We've looked at facilities overseas that produce up to 1 billion flies a week. So on world terms, this is a small facility. But it's about demonstrating to industries and communities that releasing sterile flies is a better way to go, and it's going to be more long term. It's going to be good for the producer, it's going to be good for the environment, it's going to be good for consumers. And if we look into our crystal ball and we can prove that this works very well in the Australian environment, there's no reason why we can't push fruit fly freedom from from where we are in South Australia right across the Murray Corridor, particularly into southern New South Wales and Victoria, and that will increase productivity for growers, and it'll also give them better access to international markets.